So now when you're talking about replacing roofing, what about the new home industry? Are they on board with this more and more now too?
Yeah, and that's a good point. So what's happening, the trend in home building, of course, is eco as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have people putting solar units on roofs. And so the challenge with that is if you put a roof system on that's going to need to be replaced in 20 or 30 years, you have that expense of having to take those panels off the roof and then put them back on and pay for a tech to do all that work. Well, that's not a good idea. So if you have a permanent roof up there, then you're done. You're not touching it again. And so that's an advantage. And so there's not a lot of it going on just yet. We're hoping that the industry, the architects, the engineers are going to see the aesthetic value of what we have to offer. And also the homeowners, of course, they're the consumers, they're the customers, they're the ones that got to live with it. They got to drive up to it every day, that they would prefer to see something that looks a little bit more homey, a little more cottagey, and have this product installed and not have to think about it or worry about it again.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned to me, Randy, during the break there about, needing to replace your roof because the insurance company said, well, how old's your roof? And you better change it, otherwise you're going to be left out to dry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's a perfectly good roof.
Yeah.
Right?
And so we have the advantage of this being recognized already. When we did our original tests on my own home in Calgary in Valley Ridge, which has seen two hailstorms with no damage, the insurance company gave us a credit the first year after we put the roof on. We told them, yeah, we installed this roof. It's 24-gauge steel, EPS filler, yada, yada. Okay, we'll give you a $600 credit. Well, we get that every year.
Really?
Yeah.
Gary, where were you 10 years ago when I had to replace my roof?
Right? Well, then another 10, we'll be there for you.
I'm learning a lot. It sounds like you've looked at all the issues of, and I wrote it down a note here too, that anyone who has preconceived ideas of what a metal roof is like really has to kind of reevaluate their thinking, right?
Well, the biggest problem that we had when we first started doing some market testing, we did a home show in Calgary just to see how people would respond to the product. And the challenge that we had was, is we built a roof display and people were just walking by and they weren't looking. And we're like, well, don't you want to check out our new metal roof system? And they're like, well, that's cedar. Where's the metal? it was very frustrating because it looks so much like cedar up close,
mm-hmm,
that from, 15 feet away, which is basically the distance of the display, they're like, that's metal. Are you kidding me? I'm like, no, for real. and so that was a challenge. And so we're expecting that once people start to see this, that they're going to fall in love with it, and more importantly, fall in love with the value and the long term benefit of peace of mind. The proverbial roof over your head. And so our comment and our statement to the industry is: let's start with a permanent foundation, which is already established as a given. And let's finish with a permanent roof, because that roof is covering all the assets, all the value. And then wouldn't you want to put some insurance on your assets and put a beautiful looking roof on? And we believe that's the Bengali First.
We're talking with Gary Vanderleek. He's the engineer designer of the Bengali First Shake Roofing System. The website is bengali.com. And we're getting short on time for this segment, so we'll talk more with Gary when Talk to the Experts continues on 770 CHQR.